You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blocks time on RNIB Connect Radio, and we are going shopping this time around. And how are guide dogs in shops? Everyone has different experiences. Cesar the guide dog loves fruit shops. Which dog doesn't, though, to be fair? Joining us again is Linda Parsons. Have you taken both of your guide dogs to shops many times?
Chips, we were always in town at least once a week, and we'd go around the local shop anyway. So, yes, he's in and out of shops all the time. He absolutely loved it. He got used to, if I got a staff member, he sort of like automatically knew he had to follow the staff member. I didn't even have to tell him. So that was one good thing with him.
How good was he at following, let's say, staff members when the shop was busy and there was a lot of people? Did he still manage to follow the staff member very well?
Yes, he did. Very, very well.
And what was he like in shops? I mean, there's not many times I've seen kind of dogs be able to find specific items or areas in the shop, but some people say they've managed to train their dogs to do so. How was Chips at, let's say, finding, was he able to find certain areas at least in the shop?
No, I don't think so. I don't recollect him being able to do that.
When it comes to going into shops with your guide dog, what sort of reception do you get from shop staff when you go to shops, maybe that you don't go to regularly? Because if you go to a regular shop, you know, most people get used to your guide dog. But what's the situation like with shops you go to less frequently? Have you ever had any issues?
No real issues, because they realise that I've got a guide dog, and they're saying, oh, how can I help you? And I'm trying to, I have to go by their voice and say, please, can you carry on talking? Will you give me a bit more direction where you're actually placed? And once I'm with them face to face, then I'll tell them what I want. I wouldn't shout out across the store what I wanted.
That's quite a good tactic as well. And what have your dogs been like in food shops, especially when food sometimes might be displayed on the shelves? You know, I've seen some dogs kind of cheekily trying to, you know, snatch something off the shelf. Would any of your dogs ever try that?
Whether they'd actually snatch it, I don't know. But they, because it's different smells, yes, that especially fruit and veg, they just like to have a bit of a sniff. But I make sure that they never, ever touch anything. You know, they're at least a foot away from the shelves. But no, they just smell stuff. I was in a B&Q store with my sister up in Norwich, and we were... It was sort of like Christmas, and we were going around for her Christmas stuff. And it wasn't until we got to the till, she went, oh, my God. I went, what? She said, he's taken one of them soft toy Father Christmases off the shelf. She said, he's been walking around the shop the whole time with this toy in his mouth. So we had to sort of very discreetly put it back before him.
I was going to say, maybe he was giving you a hint that, you know, he wanted you to buy him a little present.
He could have done.
We've had this before where people, you know, took certain soft toys. I think we had one guide dog owner who had a soft toy reindeer, and they actually took it off the shelf. Not only that, they actually put it in the person's basket as well for them. Have you ever had any of your dogs help you with shopping in that way? You know, put things in your basket suddenly?
No, definitely not with Chips. And I don't think Chester would even attempt to do it. I think it's just his nature, he wouldn't do it.
I think it varies. I've never had certainly my dog pinch anything off the shelf. Mind you, I've not taken him to a pet shop before. That would be quite an interesting experience.
That's very, very smelly and lovely to a dog, I can assure you of that.
There's plenty of senses, I imagine, there as well, of various sounds and smells that would probably be quite interesting. Have you taken any of your dogs to pet shops? How were they when you took them?
Well, I've taken both of them to Pets at Home, and once they got all the smell, particularly when they got round to the sacks of food, all the different foods, he would just stand there and sniff all the time, think, oh, this is nice. Are they going to buy me anything? Of course, I don't. Well, I might buy him some soft toys, but I wouldn't buy his food and all that.
When they were in pet shops, would they often pick their own toys, your dogs?
I'd say yes, because on the lower shelves, they could sort of... think, oh, what's this? And all of a sudden it'll bite him back with a squeak and all that. And think, oh, I like that. And he'll go along to the next one. And then he might go back to the first one. So, yeah, in a way, that they can do it. I think with Chips, it's particularly if it was a softer toy with a squeaky, that's what he liked, rather than something that was hard with a squeaky in it.
Something I say, and you'll have to try with my guide dog, take to Pets at Home and see what toys they find, see if they can pick their own, and try to not make contact with the other pets, which would be quite interesting as well. Have you taken your guide dogs to restaurants before? How was that for you?
I've done to cafes. I don't think I've taken them to a restaurant. I might take them sort of gastropubs and that sort of thing. But it's ever so good. Chips was ever so good. He'd just lay down and fall asleep the whole time I was there. Chester, I've only taken him to one train, and that was for a Christmas meal. And because it was literally brand new to him, at a certain point, he'd become a bit barky, but that was just him attention seeking. But no, as to wanting food off the table, no, he just either sat or laid next to me. It was very, very good.
What sort of reception did you have from restaurant staff? Because we've spoken to a few guide dog owners where, in majority, they got good reception. On occasion, they might have had one or two issues, which sometimes they solved, sometimes they couldn't. How have restaurant staff been when you came in with your guide dogs?
Oh, they've been fantastic. I personally have never had a problem.
I think that's always nice to hear as well, because quite often people always worry about being received well in public services such as restaurants. And I think it's always one of these things that worried me as a new guide dog owner. So it's quite nice to hear that actually there are times when people have, you know, no particular issues. Have people ever tried feeding your dog in a restaurant?
Yes, and other places, and I turn and tell them, no, you know, the only person that can feed him is me. The only one thing I remember some staff asking me when I came in, it was literally about 20 foot from the car to the actual door, and because I know I have to do it. If I go in somewhere with him on the lead, I have to clearly show the harness on display. So I put the harness over my shoulder, and the man said to my sister, oh, is he a guide dog? And my sister just immediately pointed to the harness. She said, yes, is that perfectly okay? And that's the one and only time I think I ever got questioned.
Yeah, I rarely had that actually, to be asked if they're a real guide dog. But his harness, like you say, I've always got it in view, just because even if it's not used, for example, then it's in my hand so that they know that the dog is currently not working or working, but for a very short distance where it would almost make no sense to put a harness on them just to take it off 20 seconds later.
Yeah.
Do you take the harness off your dog when they're in the restaurant lying under the table to make it a bit more comfortable for them?
Definitely.
Because I have seen some guide dog owners do that, and I think it is quite nice for them because it must be uncomfortable for them to wear the harness for a long period of time.
And also, we try to get a table that's got a bit of extra room to the side of the table, so rather than the dog can spread out on the floor rather than curl up under the table if he doesn't want to curl up and he'd be in a bit squashed. So he can lay out completely on his side adjacent to the table.
Yeah, space is often important. I sometimes maybe book a table, a bit of a bigger table for extra people, not because we're going to have that number of people coming, but at least it will give my dog a bit more space so they don't feel squashed and kind of like they don't have much room.
Totally agree.
Fantastic tips on restaurants and shopping. Very positive experience from Linda. And there was a very funny story with the soft Christmas toy, which I always like them. I always like dogs attempting to do their own shopping. So thank you very much for coming on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.